Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Katy Perry throwing pizza at fans, Taylor Swift's private jet carbon footprint, our favorite moments of Beyoncé's renaissance, George Jetson being a monkeypox baby, and our final thoughts on Drag Race All Stars All Winners. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
You make a pretty good chimp noise.
Thank you. That is sweet. I don't do dolphin, but I do chimp. Oh my God, that was disturbing.
That didn't
actually.
Feel. That didn't feel right.
I don't need.
Let
I don't need to redo.
Clear
I don't,
my
I don't know if I need. Okay. How does a okay?
What if we just did a whole half hour of animal noises?
I wouldn't love it. Is that how a dolphin clears its throat? Yeah. Do dolphins have throats?
They have blowholes.
Dussies. Hell yeah.
Are you jealous of a dolphin's blowhole?
Are you jealous of a dolphin's blowhole? No, I'm not. We have 2 blowholes.
Do you think you would have had a blowhole if your soft spot didn't get covered, you know?
I have 2 blowholes. You have 2 blowholes. Our nostrils are blowholes, don't you find?
I'd rather have a brain blowhole, baby.
What are you blowing out?
Do dolphins do coke in their blowhole?
So what? They would have to be upside down, or is somebody spooning it into the blowhole? How does a dolphin do coke? And do they do ketamine?
If they have a long snout. Do dolphins have nostrils?
The on top of their head is their nostril.
Is that true?
I don't know.
I was going to say, you're lying. You were trying to equate our nostrils to dolphins' blowholes, but I don't think dolphins' blowholes...
You could end the sentence there, baby. End the sentence
are their nostrils.
I'm no expert on anything whatsoever. So if anybody's out there and they know what a dolphin's up to on top of their head...
Do you really think that you're not an expert of anything?
I would say I'm an expert on Gaga. If I had to be like, if I had to assert right now what I know most, maybe Gaga.
I that's fair.
But is it like a skill or a topic?
Either. I just like...
Topic, I say Gaga. What is your topic?
Topic, housewives.
That's what... No, there's no way. There's no way my best friend can say that that's their number one topic.
I know a lot about housewives.
I don't want that to be who I... Who
I know a lot about music in general.
Say that. Just say that instead.
Did I tell you this? Sometimes at work, they call me a subject matter expert. And I'm like, don't call me. First of all, I'm not an expert in anything. I'm a moron.
Maybe mine is memes. memography. I like to know and think about, origins of memes.
Okay. There's a whole TikTok channel that does that.
Link me.
I saw one of this woman, and it's funny because then they did a whole interview with her about how she turned into a meme because she like rolled her eyes at a camera crew. And there was the whole backstory of why she did that. But it made me a little sad because I had never seen the GIF of her rolling her eyes.
Who was it? Do we know her?
Just some woman. And like they were asking her for an interview and she said no. And she said, please leave me alone. And then they started following her and she just turned around and looked over her shoulders and rolled her eyes.
And now she's immortalized.
Yes. And then so it was talking about the origin of that. And she was saying she was annoyed because she didn't look cute that day. She was like running errands or something. And she was like, not
you will never look how you want to look. When you go viral, it will never be for what you want. If there's one lesson I've learned from observing the internet, not even from just like our participation of the internet, but observing everyone else on the internet,
yeah,
it will never be for what you want, but you will be famous. Everyone.
Did your parents used to say like, what was that thing? They would be all, make sure you change your underwear in case you get in a car accident.
Okay, no.
Is that what people I feel like people said that. They would be all, and I would be like, who needs to be bullied into changing their underwear every day?
There are people. Do you know straight guys? Have you ever know any?
You know, you're going to say about the Reddits about how straight guys don't wipe.
Emphasis on
on how straight men don't wipe.
They don't wipe.
I think I was thinking about that Reddit thread this weekend.
Are there any people out there who are in intimate relationships with straight people who know their straight male counterparts have an issue with doing that? Because if so, speak up now. We're gonna have we need to do an Ask Me Anything with somebody that we know in the podcast community.
You're big into AMAs lately. I feel like I keep bringing them up. Have you ever done one?
Never. Who in their right mind is telling the world, ask me anything?
Have you ever
Don't
done
ask an, me anything.
Have you ever done
Don't an, ask me anything.
Have you ever done
Don't. Don't. Ask me some things. Ask have me a couple things.
Have you ever done
things.
An EMA?
Email me. My ass.
Eat my ass.
Yes. Oh, no.
Well, that's fair.
On Reddit?
Yeah.
On Spreadit?
I don't ever get on Reddit, and then sometimes people will send it to me, and I click, and that's one of the ones where it's always like, well, you should get the app. And I'm like, oh, God, no, I don't want the app.
Yeah, it's always pushing the app. It's like, it's always saying.
I feel like Pinterest does that, too.
Reddit's always pushing the app. Wikipedia's always pushing donations. It's like, everyone chill, monetize like the rest of us.
Put an ad on that wiki page?
Yes.
They must already.
Mine my data. Just be chill.
Be Cool by Maggie Rogers off the new album Surrender.
Oh, there we are. Don't you want to talk about Beyonce's new album?
I would love to talk about Beyonce's new album. I really spent some time with it yesterday.
Were you high?
I was.
Okay, so what do you think?
I really love it. I think she's doing stuff that people don't do. I like, I think you just really need to listen closely to lyrics and stuff.
Okay.
I just love that it just seems non-traditional in a sense where it doesn't follow any of the rules like verse, chorus, bridge. Chorus, outro.
Oh yeah, I find that she's in a realm where she's doing her own. She's creating the album,
yeah.
And she's not. She's not doing the whole like, here are singles.
No,
and in the radio sense.
And my thought process is, I went for a very long run this morning so that I could listen to the whole album again one last time in its completion in order. And I thought, I just want to, I want to see this in concert, but I want her to play just this album straight through. I don't want to hear anything else. I don't need to That's hear fair. Who run the world, girls.
Yeah, I have to say,
I want to hear this
while
album.
The Chromatica ball is getting rave reviews. Great. It just finished its European leg. I saw the track list or the set list, yeah. And I kind of am in the same world. I'm like, we just saw the Enigma in Vegas, mm-hmm. And like, of course, yeah, play the hits. Do the do. But like, I find for like album release tours, I agree with you. I want to see your interpretation of what you wanted to create with this album. Do I want Love Game? I think I'm good.
You know Gaga's ending her show with that, with the war propaganda.
Hold my hand. The top 52 hits?
I said, well, thank God I'll be able to leave before the crowd.
You know, I'm on board. I will go see it. I will love it. I am not somebody to complain. On the topic of Renaissance, though, I agree. I would want to see the album fully through. But I think that's how I feel about every artist's tour of an album.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really enjoying it. I think there are lots and lots of standouts. I really appreciate listening to the album in the order that she constructed. I love the transitions between the songs where there's no real stop and go. It's just go. I mean, that's the trouble, too. I was thinking on my run this morning, I was like, I just want her to get up there and rip right through the whole album without any wardrobe changes. But I'm sure she'll need to, like, change a look and have a glass of water at some point.
Yeah, sure. What are your standouts? What are your faves?
This is so hard. I'm going to name half the album. I love Cozy. I love Cuff It. I love Energy. I love Break My Soul.
You skipped right over Alien Superstar.
So listen, I really do like Alien Superstar. The only part I don't like is that I'm too classy. What'd she say? She goes up in her falsetto. It's like the pre-chorus. I don't know. I really like the rest of it, but something about that... I don't know. I don't like that part. But I do really like Alien Superstar. Where was I? I love, I literally, starting at Cozy, I can go straight through, I'm literally naming the whole album. I love Plastic Off the Sofa. I love Virgo's Groove. I love Heated. I love Pure Honey. I love Summer Renaissance. It's just, it's really good. And it's really good to listen to straight through. I was,
yeah, I mean,
so stoned, really listening to Plastic Off the Sofa last night, and I am obsessed with it.
There's a lot of the album that I feel like there's only maybe one song I skip, and even then it's like I don't need to. I like Cozy, I like Alien Superstar, I like Cuff It, I like Church Girl, I like Move, I like Heated, I like All Up in Your Mind, I like Pure Honey, I like Summer Renaissance.
There's so many.
I was just adding everything as I was liking it, and I'm like, oh, I think I've added the entire album.
Yeah, I want to go through and just do a tweet thread this week and just like call out all of my favorite lyrics from each one, because there's so many little spots and parts. I love the bridge of Plastic Off the Sofa. I love the outro of Heated. There's so many like little lyrics and stuff that I just think are so well placed and smart. I love Cuff It. Cuff It into Energy into Break My Soul. I'm like, oh, okay, go off.
Well, good for her.
I really
good
love
for Beyonce.
It. I really love it. I love
I'm
the album more
her.
Than I thought I was going to.
And I like the album artwork. As I was listening to it at the gym, I kept seeing the album artwork, and I'm like, you know what? This is a good album artwork. And I have particular. I feel like I pay particular attention to album artwork these days nowadays because I often am. At your Trader Joe's, do they have an elevator?
No.
With, okay. With, well, there's a Trader Joe's in LA with an elevator that goes down to the parking structure. And in that elevator, there's a whole bunch of vinyl album artworks. And they're all like vintage-y albums. And I'm every time I'm in that elevator, I am looking around at it and I think, people really just were just taking a picture and throwing it up and saying whatever. These days, I feel like...
That's what I said about the cover of Binge.
How dare. No, the Renaissance album artwork is good. Though the four different images for like the different versions of the album artwork, did you see this?
No.
Oh, it's just her on that horse doing different things. Like one's her just like, woo!
No, I didn't.
You haven't seen it? Oh, well, go give it a goog.
So
the Maggie Rogers album.
I was very blessed with music this weekend. I spent a lot of time with Maggie Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then I leaned into Beyonce yesterday. I feel just very blessed to have both albums. This Maggie Rogers album's, I think, different than her first one in a lot of ways. It's a little more rock. funky. It's got a little more edge, I think, in some places. But I, the more time I spent, first listen, I was a little like apprehensive, thinking I wasn't going to love it. But I really, really love it.
Well, good. Well,
great. I really love it. Be Cool is so good. The first verse of Be Cool is so good.
Yeah, I've been listening to both, but I'm at the point where as I'm listening to them, I'm not paying attention to what the song is. Yeah. So like, I need to see what I like, because I couldn't tell you the name of any song mm-hmm. that I like from either.
Yeah, no. And like, I didn't love a lot of the slow songs on Maggie's first album. I mean, I came around to them. I actually really do like even the slow ones on this album. I don't know. I was very happy with both albums, and I thought, oh, blessed. Grateful to be here. Glad I made it through July.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey, July 31st.
What about it?
You know what happened?
I set a reminder in Siri to pay my rent.
That's it. That's the one. No, did you see who was born on July 31st?
No. I really didn't check the internet yesterday.
George Jetson.
Oh, God. Did you see this? How George Jetson was a pedophile?
What?
Wait, you didn't see that? What do you know about?
Are we talking about the same George Jetson?
Of the Jetsons.
Of the Jetsons.
You didn't see that? That's weird, because I saw that yesterday, too. Is it George Jetson's birthday was today?
It was July 31st, 2022 was the day he's born.
Well, so wait.
We're talking, of course, about space... Redhead
well,
George
listen,
Jetson.
I saw an article that was like doing a breakdown of all the ages, and it was like Judy Jetson, 16, and then it was like, what's the mom Jetson's name?
Jane
Jetson. She was like 33, so they were like, do the math, baby. They were like, she was 17, and then George Jetson was 24 when they had Judy Jetson, and they were like,
I love it.
Right? And they were like, well, and they were,
I don't love
and they were
it.
Like, and that's, and they're like, in the way pregnancy works, there's like a 4-month window. So it's like, she could have been 16 when she got pregnant with Judy Jetson, or she could have been 17, but either way, he was 24. Why? I'm sorry to ruin your space, Jetson.
Well, my point was that George Jetson was a COVID baby.
Oh, no.
That's
born
all.
Now? I don't think anyone...
He was born yesterday.
I don't think that makes you a COVID baby, does it?
He was conceived during COVID.
If he was born in July, he was conceived at the end of last year.
We're still in COVID.
I was vaccinated.
Okay.
I had been boosted.
Your monkeypox vax?
Hey, baby, I'm getting my monkeypox vax today.
Hey.
Hey, I have a question.
What's up, baby?
Did either of your parents ask you about monkeypox or ask you if you were getting vaccinated?
No.
Yeah, me either.
Well,
I don't know.
What are you going to do? It's not new.
I know, but I don't know. I was like, they sure had a lot of questions about COVID, but this is my own trauma, I guess. I just was like, wow, I was surprised my dad didn't text me and ask me if I've gotten it.
Are you going to be okay?
No. I wish my parents would care about me.
Babied by your parents at the ripe age of 49.
Baby, I'm still getting babied. My dad's like, text me when your plane lands.
I'm not. Though I wouldn't mind it, I guess. Mom, if you're listening, I guess at least ask if I'm getting vaccinated. But I feel like I'm more responsible than all of my parents. No offense if you're listening. Like, I feel like
you're not even that responsible.
I go to the dentist regularly. I go to the doctor regularly. I am all caught up on all my vaccinations, shots, these things. I couldn't say the same about my parents.
Yeah.
So, like, do I look to them for guidance on anything health-related? No.
Well, I guess it just made me curious about what the news is reporting in the Midwest about monkeypox.
They're probably like, the fags are out of control!
Yeah, well, that's what I was like, if that's the messaging,
why? That is the messaging, then
why,
hello?
Why don't my parents love me?
My parents are, they already know I'm out of control. This is not new news.
Patient zero. So anyway, I'm getting my monkeypox vax.
Oh my god, George Jetson's a monkeypox baby.
No, George Jetson.
Yes, he's more in monkey. If your point that COVID is over.
Maybe he was an Omicron baby.
That monkeypox rain just won't let up.
I guess I just thought, like, I have, like, my brother and one of my good friends here both had kids. I have like three friends had kids at the end of during 2020. Those feel like real COVID babies.
Fertile.
They're all about to be two. That's a COVID baby. George Jetson born yesterday, grow up.
Monkeypox baby.
Are you my monkeypox baby?
Wait, what am I thinking? What is the sound of Dana baby?
I don't know.
Miss Juicy Baby. No. That's what
Miss
it is.
Juicy Baby.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, did you see the top 10 list of celebrities? Should we talk about it?
So yeah. Well, all I really saw was Taylor Swift is an eco-terrorist.
Oh my God, well, I wouldn't say that out loud.
They said, well, here's what there was all this.
just for my own sanity, because I know you have to report on that part of the news.
I was talking to two friends this weekend who don't live in the pop culture world like you and I do, and then I had to be all, hey, can you believe? And then I was like, I hate that my brain knows this. And I was like, well, there was big drama that Kylie Jenner was a carbon footprint monster because she was taking 15-minute private jet flights all around Southern California. So then BuzzFeed and other people, I don't know, somebody used some flight tracker to find out which celebrities were actually taking the most flights. And it said Taylor Swift had taken 175, well, her plane had been used 175 times in 210 days this year. And her publicist put out a statement that said it's unrealistic to think that she is actually on all of those flights, but it's still like, baby, that's your plane. I don't think that loophole gets you out of it. You're still letting people take flights on your plane every other day.
Right. You're providing the resource for the carbon emissions.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw the statement and I thought, that doesn't really clear the air. But yeah, it was all the,
yeah,
it was like the usual suspects were all on the top 10 list. It was her, I think Kim Kardashian, Travis Scott.
I mean, the argument on one side is that, like, okay, these A-list superstar celebrities, you want them to get on a Delta flight, bitch? Like, you want that type of, like, pandemonium? Or, I don't know, is the argument correct?
Well, but no, but the whole thing that sparked it was, like, Kylie Jenner took, like, a 10-minute flight, and it would have been a 40-minute drive down there. Like, in L.A. to, like, a surrounding area. And I'm like, bitch, you can't ride in a car for 40 minutes?
Yeah, well, that's a whole different issue. People are having an issue, I think, with, like, the idea of using your private jet instead of, like, the rest of us, because people are like, oh, well, you want a celebrity to not fly? Well, you're flying. But there's a difference between 1,000, I don't know, how many people get on a flight?
There's, like, 30 rows of six, if not
that's
more.
That's, like, a lot of people. I said 1,000. Well, I guess if you're going,
some,
like,
of those double-decker international continent, ones. Yeah. I don't know if that was.
That's different than, like, one person on it. Planes. Anyway, my point is, like, a whole bunch of people splitting the impact is different than a small person, if not a small crew of people splitting a worse impact, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I think we're at a moment in pop culture where people are done with celebrities.
Yeah, right. Everyone's still out there buying her lip kit.
I mean, I think at least understanding that celebrities are not the friends we think they are to us or the earth or to, you know, I saw some commentary about, this is not my own stance, but I saw some commentary about Beyonce and, you know, the quit your job of it all. Like, baby, how are you about to, like, co-opt a movement of anti-capitalism while at the top of capitalism? It's not my stance, but, like, people saying that type of thing.
Wake up, Pearl.
It's a wake up, Pearl. I mean, all of your favorite celebrities are probably landlords. All of your favorite celebrities are doing the private jet thing just because there is a top 10 list of some celebrities that have the worst impact. Trust me, all of your favorite celebrities are doing the same garbage that you don't want them to do. And, like, we're all still supporting their
lifestyles. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see Katy Perry throwing pizza into the crowd at the club?
Now we're talking. I have to say,
do you know what song?
Serve,
was,
Mama.
Do
you know serve.
I'll post it in the Discord. Do you know what song was playing in the background?
Some Bon Appetit, baby. You know,
somebody find that track for me.
It needed to be Bon Appetit, baby.
Oh my God, Katy Perry in a club in, I assume, Vegas, because she's got a residency going right now. She's throwing pizza at the kids. I love it.
I loved it.
I was in tears laughing so hard. And the tweet that I saw.
Let them eat pizza.
The tweet that I saw was trying to make fun of her. And I was like, oh, if you're not laughing at this, you're not in on it.
There is a DJ that throws a sheet cake into the crowd every show.
I was going to say Steve Aoki. Is that correct?
I have no clue. But, you know, what's the difference?
I saw him at this, like,
I would rather get thrown a piece of pizza. Are you kidding?
Aoki cake throwing. Yeah, Steve Aoki throws cakes.
I throw the cakes.
I once saw a music festival downtown LA And he was playing on one of the stages, and I went and saw, and then I wasn't standing close to the stage, and I saw he started throwing sheet cakes into the crowd, and I thought, go off.
Sticky, sticky, sticky.
You know what else is?
I don't like it.
You know what else is sticky?
What?
Did you hear, now, as a former McDonald's employee,
are you going to answer what else is sticky, or is this
yeah,
it?
Yeah, this is it.
Okay.
As a McDonald's employee, was your McFlurry machine breaking a lot, or was it a lie?
First of all, we're not talking about the McFlurry machine. We're talking about the ice cream machine, correct?
I guess. No, is it not the same?
Not the same.
But it's like the soft serve comes out of the ice cream, and then you put it in the McFlurry, and it spins it around.
I actually have. I don't remember, to be honest.
Oh, you're too busy working the drive-through.
Well, the McFlurry and the ice cream, if you're working the drive-thru, you are also working the ice cream. It is your responsibility to cone an ice cream if you are about to hand out the ice cream.
Damn.
Somebody's not going to do it for you.
Damn.
I need you to know that.
Well, I saw some article that said that the people who made the ice cream machines were tired of McDonald's lying, saying that the McFlurry machines were down when they weren't, so they put these devices in them to show if they were working or not so they could fix them remotely. And then they found that McDonald's franchises were just lying and saying the machines were down when they weren't and denying customers McFlurries. And so the company's suing McDonald's for like $1 billion. And they're going to take their ice cream machines back.
Yoink. We never had a problem with our ice
Talk
cream machines.
Talk about a sticky situation.
yeah. You know what? You brought that Thank back. You did what you had Thank to do you. On that. Thank you.
Hey.
Thank
you. I can't believe you only left 3 minutes to discuss the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 7.
Ah! Oh my God. Okay, well, this is spoilers henceforth. If you need to leave, this is your last chance. I saw Trinity tweet something like, spoilers, this is going to have spoilers, this tweet is going to have spoilers, get ready, there are spoilers coming, spoilers are spoilers, and then like saying what she was going to say about the finale, and somebody replied to it, I love you, but I haven't seen the episode yet, and you just ruined the season. And she was like, honey.
I would punch that person, but I don't condone violence. So
that is us saying spoilers.
So okay, Trinity the Tuck snatched the crown, won the whole thing, can you believe?
I cannot believe.
Can you believe Trinity the Tuck was dressed like pink for her performance of So What?
So What? I thought that was nice.
Okay.
I didn't understand what she was wearing in that one, but you know what? Maybe there was a reveal we missed.
I live.
You know, they're not showing all. They're not.
I live.
I do live. I do live. My takeaways from the finale. Lip Sync SmackDown should not be the finale anymore. And that's the that on that.
If you're not going to judge solely on, like in a situation where Sasha Velour wins the season because she actually won the lip sync when she was not the front runner going in, juxtaposed against a season like season 7, where we can't really tie. I don't know if Jinx would have beat Monet in that lip sync for the crown. But as soon as Rue was about to announce it and she said, based on your performances tonight and throughout the entire season, as soon as she said and throughout the entire season, I was like, okay, Jinx just won. Thank goodness.
To me, the lip sync SmackDown is a fun concept, but make it for its own episode, not the finale. If you want to do it in an All Stars, All Winners, whatever, Legendary Legends, if you want to do like, if you make it through a round, you get a Legendary Legend star. That's perfect.
Do it Wonderful. As the penultimate episode. Make it worth 3 stars. If you win your first one, you get a star. If you win your second one, you get a star. If you win the third one, you get a star.
And in the same vein, like, I think if you want to start giving out stars willy nilly for no reason or double stars for certain challenges, it's doable to make it make sense. So the ball episode can be worth three stars. In each category is its own star.
I would love that. And then maybe like
that would be wonderful.
Extra star for whoever, like overall best three looks or whatever. I love that.
There are many ways to like award stars where it's not just kind of like, well, none of this means anything, but I guess we'll act like it does. I think.
Well, I enjoy it.
And personally, I like the America's Next Top Model finales where
the photos disappear after someone gets eliminated.
Well, sure.
No, like a look back at like everyone's performance of the season and maybe a photo shoot with world-renowned photographer Mike Ruiz or whoever you want to, you know, whatever you want to do. And it's like a final presentation of these incredible finalists from the season. And get real. It's just Rue picking. So just say it. Say like, and now Rue crowns who she thinks deserves to win. Like, why not? Like, you don't have to act like it's the winner of the lip sync when it's like, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, I was happy with the season overall. I was curious about how I would like it without there being eliminations. I thought it really was a showcase of talent from all of the like former winners that were there. I do think Jinx deserved it. She won more challenges than anybody else all season. I think Monet technically had more stars because she got 3 stars for the talent show, but Jinx was in the top more times than anybody else. She really only kind of fumbled on like that first design challenge, which she knew wasn't a strength of hers. I was happy. And the video clips that her and Ben de la Creme posted of her seeing herself win was so cute, because you know they film both of the outcomes, so they don't technically know who's going to win. So she was learning in real time too that she won. I thought it was cute. I loved it. I was glad she came back to like showcase her talent and to show how incredible she is. All of them, truly.
Same with Raja. I felt like the winners of every Drag Race season are the ones who understand that it's not necessarily about winning, but showing who you are, why people would want to see your art,
yeah,
why people might want to like follow your individual journey after this. Like, that's what it's about. And I feel like this season was a perfect example of the show itself honoring artists instead of trying to, you know, like fall into the reality TV trap of creating storylines and drama and narratives and villains and I really loved the season. I thought it was great.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting too with Raja winning the toilet bowl, or she done already had hers as a bowl. That like it was like two old school queens kind of both snatched both of the crowns, which I thought was interesting. I would have liked to see it kind of split with like one winning each. I was really rooting for Evie in that second pool, but I was glad Raja came back. I was glad Raja did as well as she did this season. And yeah, it was just fun to watch them all. I enjoyed it.
It was. Yeah, I thought it was a gift to the community, the drag community. I thought it was a gift to all the queens.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. I can't wait to see the next one.
I loved it. Yeah, I'm like, what's next?
Are you watching Canada's Drag Race?
Hell yeah.
Hoo-wee. It's hard to watch All Stars, All Winners, Legendary Legends, and then from that go to watch a regular season. It's not, it's very juxtaposed.
It's hard to watch because one of the queens reminds me of, what's his name, Christian Walker, and it just, I can't. You know who I'm talking about, right?
I do.
They look alike and act alike.
I think I know who is it. Mrs.
Miss Fergalicious.
Not Fergalicious.
Oh, Fiercelicious.
First of all, her name is Miss Fiercelicious.
Yes.
I would like if her name was Mrs. Fiercelicious. Like she took her husband's last name. Did I already say this to you, or who did I talk about this with? I don't remember.
I don't know, but she is giving, that's his name, right? Christian Walker, is that it?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
She is giving Christian Walker energy, and it is
boots the house
off-putting. I'm like, what's new? There's got to be a UK coming soon, right?
Well, France is happening now.
I didn't watch it, but I did see there was a really emotional lip sync on France.
Didn't catch it. I haven't seen it yet. I'm not even caught up on Canada, so like I just
well
I got things to watch.
Where
things to do.
Well, where can people find you at home catching up on Drag Race?
Sure. WoW Presents, Paramount Plus, etc.
Cute.
You can find me. Where can people find you?
You can find me in the doctor's office getting my monkeypox vaccine. And y'all
Hell
should
yeah.
get on a list too if you can.
Yeah, Google it right now. It doesn't matter if you're gay or straight. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. Maybe you should Google it and see if you are eligible and if you're able to like get your first shot.
And what I will say is talk to your friends, talk to your community, talk to other people that you know who are getting it. And it sounds like right now, I mean, in a city like San Francisco that's big and has a huge queer population, it's sad that it sounds like the way that I was able to book my appointment is just through talking to friends and finding out what worked for them. I mean, there doesn't seem to be like an action plan for this, and I had to get on a few different wait lists, and all of that information came from having conversations with my friends and sharing tips and tricks. So take care of yourselves, take care of your community. That's it, bitch.
And we'll see you on the Discord later.
And throw pizza at your friends at the club. Bye.